Commentator Gary Borders has some big projects on his plate, but he knows how not to get in over his head.
When not working at endeavors that help pay the bills, I burn daylight repainting our house's exterior. The heat has abated to a manageable level, so I hope to finish before it gets too cold for paint to stick. This is a big project, a two-story dwelling with a couple of balconies, several levels of eaves, and faded gutters. I've been painting houses, inside and out, since I was a teenager. My dad, a sign painter, put me to work coating out sheets of plywood for signs he was making in his studio. My dad enlisted me to paint our house on South 12th Street in Longview, more than once it seems, because my mom would get bored and demand a different color. In college, a friend and I started a modest painting business. I could still drive through Nacogdoches and point out the few houses whose exterior we painted. They have long ago been repainted, of course. There's only one way to approach painting a house of our size without becoming overwhelmed. It's the same way I approach long-form writing projects. The old, how do you eat an elephant adage? One bite at a time. As I slog away on a biography that I've resumed researching and writing, it differs little in how I must mentally gear up to paint the house. If I allow myself to think about how much more needs to be done, what files must be perused, chapters written, libraries mined, it's easy to become discouraged. But one bite at a time, and the task becomes manageable. Writer Anne Lamott calls it bird by bird, and here's her account. Her older brother had put off writing a report on birds for months, and it was due the next day. Lamott writes, he was at the kitchen table, close to tears, surrounded by binder paper and pencils and unopened books on birds, immobilized by the hugeness of the task ahead. Then my father sat down beside him, put his arm around my brother's shoulder, and said, bird by bird, buddy, just take it bird by bird. I love that story. So on Labor Day, I started painting a bite-sized portion of the house up on the roof before the asphalt shingles got too hot to walk upon. I played music, probably too loudly for the neighbors. I was off in my own world. My dad taught me to hold a brush like a pencil to maintain control. I don't worry about getting paint on myself, since it's latex and washes off easily. But I am fastidious about not dripping paint where it doesn't belong. On shingles, for example. He also instilled the moral imperative of properly cleaning the brush so it can be used repeatedly. Buy high-quality brushes and clean them thoroughly, he said, and I do. I like to paint. Most people don't, but I find it both fulfilling and relaxing. I have solved many of the world's problems while painting, and created a few more as well. It is satisfying to step back when done, and visually feast upon a tangible accomplishment. I quit painting on Labor Day just before lunchtime, climbed down, cleaned the brush, and put everything up. Then, as all men do, I went back outside to admire my work. I walked around planning next where to attack. Maybe Saturday I'll knock out one of those balconies with dozens of spindles on the railings. Slow going. After a dip in the pool, it was back in front of the computer, transcribing correspondence between my biographical subject and a congressman. I've spent more than 50 hours going through this material for a single chapter. Bird by bird, one bite at a time.
Gary Borders is a longtime East Texas writer and photographer. You can find his work at garyborders.com.